This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry on Tuesday fired his top prosecutor, who was seeking charges against the premier over the July assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Henry's decision to fire him came hours after the prosecutor asked the judge investigating Moïse's murder to charge the prime minister with involvement in the case. The prosecutor had made the request due to alleged phone calls Henry made with one of the main suspects in the hours after the killing. He had also requested Henry be banned from leaving the island nation. Moïse, a politically and publicly controversial figure, was killed in the early morning hours of July 7th when an armed group burst into his private residence in the Haitian capital. Colombia on Tuesday adopted a tax reform plan that was at the root of violent anti-government protests that left more than 60 people dead this year, but was eventually reconfigured to be kinder to the middle class and the poor. President Iván Duque signed the so-called social investment law, which has its stated objective to combat poverty in a country hit hard by the coronavirus epidemic. He says the law, quote, will benefit nearly 29 million Colombians in a vulnerable situation out of a total population of some 50 million. A first version of the law presented by Duque early this year to combat the economic consequences of the global health crisis would have significantly increased taxes on an already battered middle class. Some 42% of Colombians now live in poverty, and more than 16% are unemployed. The tax bill caused a social explosion with thousands taking to the streets. This is VOA News. Tunisia's president said Tuesday the country is being run by a mafia and pledged to fight corrupt politicians, adding, quote, I will not engage in dialogue with thieves. The president is a legal theorist and a former law professor who was elected in 2019 and has billed himself as the ultimate interpreter of the Constitution. He invoked that power on July 25th to fire the prime minister, freeze parliament, and strip MPs of their immunity, and assume all executive powers. He has also taken control of the judiciary, but has yet to appoint a new government or reveal a roadmap towards normalization, despite repeated demands by political parties. The African Union said Tuesday it wants to buy COVID-19 vaccines rather than keep waiting for donor-funded doses to arrive, and implored producers to give the continent a fair shot at market access. The AU also urged manufacturing nations to lift export bans so the continent can begin to address for itself the glaring inequity in access to coronavirus jabs as wealthy nations hog available doses. The director of the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention says just under 3.5% of the eligible African population has been fully vaccinated. The World Health Organization wants 40% fully immunized in every country by the end of the year and 70% of the world's population by mid-2022. It has called for countries to hold off administering extra booster shots until the end of December to allow more people to get a first dose instead. Tropical storm Nicholas slowed to a crawl near the major southern U.S. city of Houston, Texas, Tuesday after blowing ashore as a hurricane, knocking out power to 500,000 homes and businesses and dumping more than a foot or 30 centimeters of rain. Forecasters say Nicholas could potentially stall over storm-battered Louisiana and bring life-threatening floods across the Deep South over the coming days. Meteorologists say the storm is moving so slowly it will dump several inches of rain as it crawls over Texas and southern Louisiana. This includes areas already struck by Hurricane Ida and devastated last year by Hurricane Laura, and flooding is expected. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday faced more criticism of the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal, coming while new intelligence estimates warn that al-Qaeda could soon use Afghan soil to plot attacks on the United States. Find more on these stories and the rest of today's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.